The Lords of Discipline by Pat Conroy. This book is dedicated with love and gratitude to Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Nugent Courvoisie, USA, retired, the finest military officer I have ever known, and to Joseph Michael DeVito and Robert D. Marks, friends and brothers, and to James T. Rowe III and John C. Warley, and to my friends, teachers, classmates, and teammates at the Citadel from 1963 to 1967, and to the boys who did not make it. Special thanks to these five remarkable people from Houghton Mifflin: Norman Berg, Shannon Ravnell Purvis, Jonathan and Susan Galassi, and to Anne Barrett, whose retirement was a great loss to publishing and to the writers who loved her. With heart at rest, I climbed the Citadel's steep height, and saw the city as from a tower, hospital, brothel, prison, and such hells, where evil comes up softly like a flower. Baudelaire's Epilogue. Prologue. I wear the ring. I wear the ring, and I return often to the city of Charleston, South Carolina, to study the history of my becoming a man. My approach to Charleston is always silent and distracted, but I come under full sail, with hissing silk and memories a wing above me in the shapes of the birds I love best—old brown pelicans, great blue herons, cowbirds, falcons lost at sea, ospreys lean from dives, and eagles over schools of mullet. I am a Lowcountry boy. My entrance to this marsh-haunted city is always filled with troubled meditations on both my education and my solitude during a 4-year residence at the Institute. The city of Charleston, in the green feathery modesty of its palms, in the certitude of its style, in the economy and stringency of its lines, and the serenity of its...